Welcome to the Peaceful Life Podcast, coming to you from a luxurious condo on the 47th floor of Trump Tower. Yeah, that's a joke. Since this episode will be released on April 1st, I wanted to take an opportunity to talk about laughter. Last week, I spoke about nature and its positive effects emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, and physically. You know what else has that same effect? Laughter. I'm always amused when I see a dating profile that states, "I love to laugh," because isn't that the definition of laughing? An expression of joy? Is there anyone who hates to laugh? Well, maybe if you're being tickled. That's horrible. Don't ever tickle anybody. Laughter is a powerful antidote to pain, stress, and conflict. It also has been proven to strengthen your immune system because it produces antibodies in your bloodstream and your spit that resist bacteria and viruses. Laughter also enhances oxygen intake, eases digestion, relieves pain, and can relax your muscles for up to 45 minutes. Aside from all that, it even burns calories. Woot! Laughter is all that and more. They say that even simulated laughter can be almost as good for you as the real thing. So watching that sitcom with a laugh track can benefit your health. My nuclear family is filled with very strong personalities. Very strong. There's often conflict. We don't get together very often because we're spread out across the U.S. But when we do, the gathering always ends up in gales of laughter. Whether it's playing a silly card game or reminiscing on a good time in family history, we always laugh and laugh and laugh. And that is incredibly healing. Studies show that laughter can strengthen relationships. Sharing an experience that brings you laughter and joy automatically brings you closer. You know, there's this great quote by comedian Victor Borge that I posted on my Facebook. It says, "Laughter is the shortest distance between two people." I like that. Laughter in the workplace increases productivity, communication between coworkers, helps in team building, and can even boost sales. Did you know there was laughter therapy, laughter parties, laughter yoga? I don't know. I think I'd prefer that goat yoga because those goats are so dang cute. So here we are at April Fool's Day, playing jokes and laughing at jokes, a day of fun and laughter. And if you take this day to play a joke on someone, please make sure it's not at their expense and that they'll appreciate, understand, and enjoy the joke too. And most of all, laugh at yourself. Believe it or not, last night, right after I outlined this episode, I was trying to fix the stereo and a tooth popped out. Side note, don't try to strip a speaker wire with your teeth. So here I am with a missing tooth, right in front on a holiday weekend, toothless until Monday. The universe telling me that I definitely need to laugh at myself. So wait, here's the cool part. Laughing can even make you live longer. Not fake news. In Norway, researchers conducted a 15-year study on over 50,000 people and found that incorporating humor into your life actually increases your lifespan. And these people had a 78% lower risk of getting infection and heart disease. And if you're still not convinced or still feel a little grumpy today, take a laugh break. Go to YouTube and put in funny animals in the search bar or search for some classic comedians and watch their routines. When I was growing up, way before there were podcasts, I used to use my little cassette recorder to make shows. I had to use the in-house talent, which was mainly my little sister. We did interviews, comedy shows, and most memorably, we made up songs. I would go to the piano and just start playing, and my sister would make up a song on the spot. Yeah, we were freestyling back in the day. I still listen to these recordings and laugh my head off. So on that note, have a wonderful April 1st. Have fun. Keep laughing. Life is good. Life is funny. Remember, you are a spectacular and joyous human being. You've been listening to the Peaceful Life Podcast.